Deacon off with it. On the right boards for Dome. Now Jovanovski pinches from the right point. He's checked to the ice, but he gives the puck to Turris. Now shot by Hale. He scores! David Hale, who has gone 230 career NHL games without a goal.
David Hale's first goal is our 10th most memorable moment of the season. Bob Heathouse with the call on Extra Sports 910 in Phoenix. Hale's marker ended his NHL record goal drought. He had gone 230 games from the start of his career without finding the back of the net. Number 9, ushering in the new year with outdoor hockey at Wrigley Field.
Rafalski's in deep. Rafalski holding at the goal line. Trying to bank it in the backhander. He scores! Oh, what a play by Brian Rafalski. Boy, did he show his skill on that play. A backhander that goes in. A power play goal gives Detroit a 5-3 lead.
Sam Rosen, the call right here on NHL Radio as Brian Rafalski broke a 4-4 tie, scoring the first of two Detroit goals in a 17-second span. The Wings captured the Winter Classic with a 6-4 triumph over the Blackhawks. Number 8, Jussi Jokinen scores in the nick of time.
Now Pekkanen, one last chance. 2 seconds to go. Give to Thaler.
Chuck Caton with the call on the Hurricanes Radio Network. His video review showed Jokinen's shot went into the net with 0.2 seconds remaining in the third period, and Carolina beat New Jersey. It's the latest game-winning goal ever scored in the third period of a playoff game. Number 7, if it's overtime, get New Jersey's Patrick Elias the puck.
Colin White goes from the left wing to the right wing side to keep it alive. Elias has it. He moves in, backhands, he scores! Patrick Elias with the goal. He's mobbed in the corner as the Devils have won in overtime, 3-2.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York as Elias scored his 15th career overtime goal, tying him with Jaromir Jagr and Matt Sundin atop the NHL's all-time list. Number 6, Philadelphia's Mike Richards proves once again he can cope with being outnumbered.
Traffic out in front of the net, controlled in the far circle by Chris Drury. He'll back into the high slot, wide, shoot, neck down in front. Good block by Braden Covert. He sends Richards away and he splits the defense. Breakaway, shorthanded, Mike Richards with a shot, he scores! Mike Richards got just enough of it to beat Lundqvist. It's the 14th shorthanded goal for the Flyers this year and the first in 23 games. It's 2-0 Flyers.
Tim Saunders on WIP in Philadelphia as Richards scored his third career 3-on-5 goal, a new NHL record. Number 5, two more members of the 1,000-point club.
David Perron, who's moved the puck up the ice well on the man advantage for the Blues, brings this one in over the line to Berglund. Skates down along the wing, off the wall to Brewer. Wrists it in front, they score!
Power play goal! Keith Tkachuk with a goal! Point number 1,000 in his NHL career!
Wait, lead pass, Park with some room down the left side, comes in, fires, he scores! Richard Park gets the goal! Doug Waite will get the assist, and he has become the 8th U.S.-born player in NHL history to record 1,000 points.
Chris Kerber on KMOX 1120, the voice of St. Louis, and Steve Mears on 94.3 WMJC on Long Island, as Keith Tkachuk and Doug Waite became the 72nd and 73rd players in NHL history to score 1,000 career points. Number 4, Evgeny Malkin claims the Art Ross Trophy, and Alexander Ovechkin retains the Rocket Richard Trophy.
Over to Gonchar, the fans. Whistle into the net, save made, rebound score. Evgeny Malkin on the rebound gives the Penguins an early goal, and he's off and running. And I'll be cow kick. Evgeny Malkin has a 5-point lead over Alex Ovechkin right now.
And now a head-bending feed for Ovechkin, skating in, scores! Top shelf by the great 8. Has scored the equalizer. It's all tied up at 4 here in South Florida as Alex Ovechkin turns on the red light with his 56th goal of the season.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network and Steve Colby on Federal News Radio in Washington as Malkin's goal gave him a league-best 113 points and Ovechkin held on to the Richard Trophy by a 10-goal margin. Number 3, Washington's Mike Green subscribes to the old adage, the best defense is a good offense.
Here's Green between the circles, wrist shot, sliding block. Green got it back, shoots and scores! And there it is for the Green Machine. Goals in 8 consecutive games and a new National Hockey League record by defenseman. Goals in 8 in a row for Mike Green.
Steve Colby again on Federal News Radio in Washington as the Capitals blue liner set a new standard. Number two, Martin moves past King Patrick.
From the blue line, Barca with a shot. Oh, and it stopped in front of the backhander, kicked out by Brodeur. Devils can't clear. Barca with one last shot, and that'll do it. As Salvador stepped in front of the last shot, Brodeur jumps high into the air in celebration. He is mobbed by his teammates. A new number one, Marty Brodeur, becomes the all-time winningest goalie in NHL history, winning the 552nd game of his career. The fans on their feet.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York as Martin Brodeur moved past Patrick Roy to become the NHL's all-time wins leader. And at number one, Maxime Talbot became the ninth player to score two goals in Game 7 of a final series as Pittsburgh claimed its third Stanley Cup with a 2-1 victory in Detroit. The win also ended an 18-game home winning streak in Game 7s in the NHL, NBA, and Major League Baseball dating back to 1979 when the Pittsburgh Pirates won in Baltimore in Game 7 of the World Series. Mike Lang had all the action on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Puck three, though, off the near side. Here comes Talbot back again. Put Kennedy over the right side. Talbot shoots. He scores! Max Talbot beats goaltender Osgood like a rented mule. And the Penguins take a 2-0 lead. Talbot is second. They drop it. And they got to the right point. Here's Rafalski shooting. Never got through. Loose puck down to the net. Save made. Rebound. Oh, big save by Fleury. And it is! That's it! The Pittsburgh Penguins have won this hockey game. The Penguins have won the Stanley Cup, and Lord Stanley, scratch their names on your fabled cup. The Pittsburgh Penguins are Stanley Cup champions 2009.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.